Hey. Hey, hey. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, oh. Come on now, gather around, glad you could join us. Spreading some love to start your morning. No shame in my game, I just wanna praise his name. Living free but not in vain. Where would I be without his grace? Glad he chose my life to save. My life to save.
Hey y'all, hey, welcome back to Life Unapologetic with Athena. Listen, I'm excited again. Here's another episode. Okay, that's two. I'm doing good. Y'all, you know I kind of fell off. I'm releasing different episodes, but I'm excited about this series that we're doing called Storytime. And we're reading through a book that has been really instrumental in just learning the prophetic voice of God in the many different ways that he speaks. And if you listen to the last episode, which was the introduction to the book, we really kind of just elaborated on how important it is to not get stuck in our mundane thoughts of how God speaks or how God moves, but to be open to anything, right? Because he's so vast and he's so big, right? That there's no way to lock him in a box on any one way that he will speak to us. And I also gave a little bit of my testimony of how he's been speaking to me this year, the end of last year and into this year, heavily in numbers. And that has been really important for me. Listen, y'all, also before we jump in, just the housekeeping stuff, I want to just shout out the Spiritual Growth Academy. That is my business. That's my virtual spiritual community where we seek and to see God authentically. Come check us out if you're not a part of the academy. The link is in my Instagram bio. It's also in the show notes. You can connect there as well. Here in the podcast space, wherever you are, we are broadcast on so many platforms. I even clicked to connect on several new platforms I've never heard of, but figured I should get my podcast platform connected to those alternative broadcasting platforms. So check us out. We are right now walking through a wellness journey. We're really focused on wellness in this second quarter, and we're looking at a huge overview of how we deal with stress, how we walk through stress. Do we have a wellness lifestyle? So if you're struggling with wellness and you don't really have the practical tools to really see how you deal with stress, how you stand in the wellness area of your life, and you need some practicality. I call it bridges. You're stuck in a process or a transition in your life and you don't seem to be getting to results that you're looking for, and you need a bridge to get you to results. We are really focused on the bridge of wellness. We want to get through different situations in our life and use the bridge of wellness to get us to results. You know, I have been going through some things these last few weeks, and they have been super challenging from my personal life to my business. And I always say the enemy comes after us, right? Like in our health, in our finances, or against our family. And it has not been any different for me. Yesterday, and I think it's pretty safe to put this on this airway. Yesterday, I had a call from my daughter, and she, you know, again, is being held against her will. So I am going to be going out to where she is, because it's like an 8-hour drive for me to do a rescue. Now, if you don't know anything about my story, my daughter has been in human sex trafficking for more than, 9 years. And it has been a huge battle. There's a lot that goes into human sex trafficking. It isn't just women or men being held captive. There's many different factors that play into it. A lot of it is mental and emotional. And this is why wellness and mental health is so important. And so just being able to have a brief time to talk with her before he took the phone, you know, I was just happy to physically hear her voice and speak with her. And then, you know, she was able to send me an address. And so the plan is for me to drive out and hopefully get the authorities to assist me on getting her out of that location and bringing her home with me. So be in prayer, you guys, that that will be the result. I said all that to say that I was really having a hard time going to sleep last night because I just kept thinking about my daughter and just how broken she was. And as a parent, we want to rush in immediately. But I know that I have to be wise in what I'm doing and I have to kind of put a plan together. And so I'm really trying to figure that out this week to get to her while she's in one particular location. But as I was really feeling the heaviness of this particular situation, again, and today's read is recognizing God's prophetic voice. And we're talking about the many different ways that God speaks. And so as I was really just feeling crushed about not being able to, you know, really soothe my daughter, I think her knowing that I'm coming to get her, because I told her before he took the phone, if I came out there to get you, would you come with me? And she said yes. And I feel like that gave her hope that, you know, mom is coming. She's going to rescue me because I've done this before. I'm no stranger to, you know, going up against a pimp or going into a bad neighborhood or going on a strip where they work. This has been my journey for many years. One day we'll talk about it in a lot of detail, but I pray that she got hope in her heart even today that I'm coming and I'm going to show up because I have never failed on my word to my daughter. But as I was really just, you know, I couldn't sleep. I was just tossing and turning because this is just really heavy on my heart, in addition to a lot of other things that have been transpiring this week. But God began to speak in numbers again. And what did that look like? When I turned over, I was going to sit my phone on its holster on my nightstand. And when I picked it up, the number was 1111. Y'all, you can't make these things up. When God is speaking, and what we're learning in this story time book read is to recognize when God is speaking and know that it is Him speaking. Don't overlook it. Don't feel like you're crazy or it's not relevant, but really recognize that God is speaking to you and that what you're seeing through numbers, through nature, through whatever that is that seems to constantly come before you. Know that God is talking to you. 1111 depicts an awakening. 1111 also speaks of a wake-up call in some area of your life. It speaks of fresh spiritual awakening into more. It also speaks of supernatural favor and provision to take possession of promises. Come on, somebody. It speaks of transition and alignment. Come on, God. It speaks of revival. It says that God is bringing life to the dead things and places. Okay, I'm going to throw this phone. Because if you guys were on yesterday, I told you guys I do my Instagram prayers, my audio prayers, and I release them, which they have been hugely, hugely effective in the people who follow me. These prayers, people really just love getting that daily prayer and that visual. And so Monday's prayer, Holy Spirit said to decree and declare a refreshing wind being blown down on the people. And so I decreed and declared that at the end of the prayer, and it was a refreshing wind to bring life to things that were seemingly dead. Come on, somebody. And so here, God, again, God is breathing encounters over you to wake you up into spiritual clarity. God is bringing life to the dead things and places in your life. There's no coincidence. And what we're learning through this story time read is that there's 11 listeners on, by the way, right now. So I'm just saying, this is not coincidental. And when we begin to recognize that this is not a coincidence, that the things that you're seeing like clockwork over and over again aren't by happenstance, that maybe it is really God talking, seek it out and see what He's saying. Seek it out and see where He's leading. Seek it out and see what He's promising. And so I'm excited that even this morning, God is promising me from seeing 1111 last night, and seeing and being told to decree and declare a refreshing wind being blown by him. How many know that God's breath is life? Anytime God breathes on something, it brings it to life. It revives it. It doesn't matter how it looks. It doesn't matter how it feels. If God says he's breathing on a thing, it's going to bring life. It's going to bring change. It's going to bring resolve. And so I truly feel that God is breathing on my situation, and I decree and declare that he's breathing on your situation. This wasn't supposed to be me prophetically speaking. We're supposed to go into story time. So we're going to do that. We're going to look at Isaiah 43 and 1, and it says, "Thus says the Lord, who created you, I have called you by name, and you are mine." I don't know who that's for today, but God is saying, "I have called you by name and you are mine." So I don't really care what no one else is saying. I don't care the labels that they have placed on you. I don't care the categories that they have set you in. I have called you, says God, by your name. I know who you are. What I love about the naming, the identity part of who we are, this is the part that so many people struggle with. And I promise I'm going to just read the book. I'm not going to preach. I'm going to read the book. But I love that the word of God says that God has names for us in heaven that nobody else will know. Only God can tell you the name that he has for you in heaven. And so when people want to label you, or when people want to categorize you, or people want to put you in these social boundary categories where there's division and where there's a lack of unity, and oftentimes there's a feeling of rejection, know that God has called you by a name that only he can give you, a name that only he knows. And that's the name that we need to be concerned about. I don't care what people say about you. I don't care what people think about you. One thing with my identity struggle and my journey in identity, it has been a lifelong struggle. It is my journey, and I thank God for it. To know that God knows me by name, that God knows me by the name that he's given me, not the name that my parents given me, not the name that society has given me, but the name that God has given me is more important than any other name. And so this text says, "Thus says the Lord, who created you and I." God created us. It's basically saying we can't be concerned about man, because we have to, when we're concerned about man, we need to be reminded that it was God who has created us, and not only created us, but called us by name. And he's reinstating and reassuring that you are mine. Y'all need to take that to the bank. Take that to the bank, because that's precious to know that you belong to God. There's so much that comes with that: protection, provision, promises, reassurance, support, reinforcements, stability. There's so much that comes with knowing that we belong to God. And so let's jump into the read. It says, "I believe everyone wants to hear God." I believe that too. I believe that everyone wants to hear God. However, recognizing God's prophetic voice in our everyday life is the key to hearing his voice. I think this is so important, because I almost feel like, and I'm going to really try to stick to the read because I got to get through this and get out of here. But I really believe that we put God in like this box where we only look to hear from God in our prayer time, or we only look to hear from God on a Sunday service or on a YouTube broadcast of some speaker or maybe a conference that we go to. But we really don't walk around throughout our day listening for God's voice, looking for God to speak. Even last night, because I was so drowned in my concern for my daughter, I wasn't looking for the voice of God necessarily, right? There was prayer, and I had a sister who prayed with me and released and decreed and declared, and that was great. But for me, I was so overwhelmed with emotion that I really didn't think to listen to what God was saying about the situation. And it's just like God to show up this year as he's been through Numbers. And so when I saw 11:11, that made me take pause And that made me say, God, first of all, you're speaking. So I'm recognizing that I'm hearing from you. It's not an audible voice. It's not a download. It's not a dream or a vision. It's not a nature sign. There is nothing phenomenal happening in this moment. But the time that I'm looking at my phone and it has a digital sequence that I have been seeing over and over again lets me know, God, you are talking to me. And I further know that you're not just talking to me, but you're talking about the worry that I have. You're talking about my situation. You're talking about my daughter, the safety of my daughter, the longevity of my daughter. And so to know that God is blowing on her, that she's protected, that he's bringing life to something that seems dead, that something that seems intimidating, that I have his support in this situation is priceless. And so I encourage everyone who's listening to begin to look for the voice of God in your everyday, in your every activity, as you move through your day. Be intentional and expectant to hear from God in some way, shape, or form. The learning process of deciphering the prophetic voice and the ways God speaks in our lives is the X marks the spot. I'm going to throw my phone because I did a piece on X marks the spot, but I'm going to just keep reading. X marks the spot, kind of a treasure hunt. The treasure is access to hear the very voice of God and wisdom from the glory realm. Okay? The treasure. If we begin to look at hearing God's voice as treasure, as valuable, invaluable, priceless, then we will begin to put a heavier weight on the fact that we can hear from God, on the fact that we do hear from God, and on the fact that God is using different ways to communicate with us because he has something to say. With this in mind, this is mind-blowing if you think about it long enough. But what is even more mind-blowing is knowing that the one who created us calls us personally by name into destiny and gives us roadmaps to get there. This is good. This is good because I'm frustrated this morning, y'all. I'm going to be honest. And we are going through this wellness journey. Let me say this. You can never, as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as an influencer, you can never release anything and not have to physically walk through and experience it for yourself. In my virtual community, the Spiritual Growth Academy, we are going through a wellness journey. And what that looks like is several courses based on wellness and wellness development, and really assessing and looking at how well we cope with life and walk through life. And do we have practical tools in order to do that? And so I released that May 2nd, which was yesterday. And it's not by happenstance that it seems like the fire has been turned up under my butt, you know, and that I really have to go back to the very thing I'm walking my community through and use those practical tools for myself. Look at how am I coping with this stress? In what way am I coping more than other ways? In what ways can I balance this stress out with the four different ways that we as humans experience stress? And so I love the fact that I believe that God is giving me a roadmap. I believe that God is really speaking in this season. And maybe you may be feeling like you also have a very difficult season. You're in a difficult season. You're in a difficult situation or circumstance. And it's really getting tight. It's like I can't breathe. It's almost tight. And you want to make the best decisions. You want to make the right decisions. You want to be saved. This is what that conversation I was having with Holy Spirit this morning. It's like, I want to be righteous. I want to be saved. I want to be in right standing. I want to be worthy, right? I want to be a vessel, but it's hard right now. I want to believe that I understand my purpose. I want to believe that I understand my assignment. But some of the things in this season are things that I have been dealing with for years. And I do not want to go into another season dealing with these same things. I need a roadmap. I was in the shower and I was talking to God and I said, listen, I need to hear from you on some very specific things and I need specificity. I need the direction. I need the clarity. I need the revelation. Sometimes we just got to be real. Like, God, I want all the fluffy stuff and all the things that we know. I need to be very specific with what I need from you, Father. I had worship this morning. I had did my Bible read this morning. I had decreed scripture over my daughter and over the situation. And I still didn't feel a resolve. And I just got to a point where I was hearing a song in my head, and it's something that God has been singing over me. And I'm like, God, why are you singing this song over me? This song over me is by I can't remember. Smokey Norfo, I believe, is his name. I Need You Now. And the songs, the lyrics are just the meditation of my heart that, God, I need you now. That the tests and the trials that come to make me strong, like, I understand that tests and trials come to make me strong, but I need you. It talks about feeling guilt, shame, right? And disbelief. I need you now. Like, the lyrics literally spoke the meditations of my heart. And I just began to hum that song in the shower, because that was the words that I really didn't have to talk to God. And so as we begin to listen for God's voice in the everyday, God begins to give us roadmaps. God not only wants to talk to you and I, he is chasing us down. Come on, somebody. And he is very good at the chase. Not only does he want to talk to us, but God is chasing us down to speak with us. I love this because it makes sense. If you read your Bible and you go back through the Old Testament, you see how God tried over and over and over with man to have relationship, to communicate, to interact, to create ways by which to be close to them, to be able to interact, to be able to help them with their issues. And so if you are feeling like maybe God isn't speaking to you, or you can't hear from God, or maybe God is distant, can I just add a reprieve that maybe it's not God, maybe it's us. Maybe it's the way that we're coping with stress. Maybe it's the way that we're not coping with stress. Maybe we don't have the practical tools to practically walk out our stressful situations. And we need to get somewhere where we can get that practicality. I know a place called the Spiritual Growth Academy who's actually walking through wellness development the rest of this year. Jump in, tap in, plug in, and get what you need. One of the members says this course is such a blessing. I'm grateful. So again, there's real life, real time comments from members in the community who are watching and listening to this story time read that are giving testimonials. I just read a testimonial to you. Okay, so it's effective. Our God, who created the universe, is more intelligent than we can ever imagine, and is more masterful of a communicator, fluent in speaking every person's language. God knows your name and is talking to you in ways you can understand. I love that. Let's debunk the lie of the enemy that maybe God is talking and you can't hear him. Maybe God is talking and you're not saved enough to hear him. Maybe God is talking, but you don't have a title to hear him. We want to debunk all of that. God knows your name. He knows your language. He created you. He named you, and he calls you his, that his stamp of approval is on you. He understands where you are in your journey. And it is not that you can't hear him. It's just that he's trying to get you to recognize the ways that he has been speaking to you so that you can understand. You are in right position wherever you are right now to hear from God. Psalms 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." Come on, somebody. I love that text. I talked to God about that text quite a bit because I needed him to elaborate. I was like, what is the lamp and what is the path, right? Like, what is the lamp and what is the light? You said it's the lamp. Okay, that's the word of God. And you said a light to my path. That's that roadmap. That's the Holy Spirit who shows us all truth about where we're walking and where we're going. Psalms 139 verse 16 says, "Tell us, you God saw." It says, "Tell us, you saw who you created me to be before I became me. Before I had ever seen the light of day, the number of days you planned for me were already recorded in your book. And verse 5 says, you've gone into my future to prepare the way. Verse 11 is profound. It says, it's impossible to disappear from you, Lord, or to ask the darkness to hide me from your presence, because your presence is everywhere, bringing light into my night. Come on, somebody. God is bringing light into your night. It is impossible not only for us to hide from God, but it is impossible for us to even believe that God does not see us, that God is not concerned of us, and that God is not working things out on our behalf. It says, this was David. He really gave me some insight about destiny and purpose. When I first read Psalms 139, I was like, wait a minute, there's a book that has my whole journey in it. There's a book that has my whole destiny. You mean there's a book that has my whole life strategy in it? Wait a minute, sir. I need that book. I need access to that book. And by the way, I did a podcast series on the book of destiny. Go check it out at Life Unapologetic with Athena. I think it's a dope series, because that was a time where I was just blown away by the fact that everyone has a book. And we see it here where it says that everything is recorded. Everything is planned out in this book. Every day is numbered. Everything is planned out. And so if everything is planned out, then he's trying to give us insight into the detail of that book as we can handle it, as mature as we are to steward the information well. So the question isn't, is God not talking to me? The question is, am I postured and positioned in a place enough to get access to the content of my very own book, to the strategy of my life, persons, places, or things within my life? Or in other words, when you feel alone, when facing the challenges of life, God's presence and voice is with you and I. His voice calls to the deepest parts of you and I, and it always has. I don't care how far we go. I don't care how deep we go. There is something for those of us who are real, real about God that we cannot get away from. At some point in our journey, no matter how much we move away, God will draw us back. God will woo us back. He will do different things where we just have to go communicate with him. We have to go talk to him. We have to go worship him. There's this mechanism in our heart that it's an autonomic. It we don't make it happen. The Spirit of God makes it happen. This revolving invitation to come back to God, this drawing, this wooing, maybe almost like this compelling to come back to God. Let's take a moment though and remind ourselves how amazing it is that God is relational, and therefore initiate speaking to us personally and giving us roadmaps to follow all the days of our life. So here we see God initiates conversation with us. It's not that we have to initiate the conversation. It's God that has ultimately made the first initiation and opened up the lines of communication. That's important, y'all. You want somebody to want to talk to you, right? You want someone to want to initiate conversation with you. If they're not initiating or not open to communicating with you, then it really is an uncomfortable relationship. It really is a mute issue. I often imagine a moment something like this as God created us. When God knew us before we were born and breathed life in us, I can see him in my mind's eye as the Heavenly Father tenderly whispering over us in that moment. Precious one, remember my voice. I love you with an unrelenting love. I'll be here with you. Listen for the sound of my voice. You know, this reminds me, I remember so many years ago I had read, I don't know if it was on Facebook or somewhere, I had read this beautiful story of a person's vision of what it looked like before we were born. And the story synopsis was, we were souls. We were, lack of a better word, we were angels. We were these things in heaven that overlooked earth. And we looked at all of the babies being born in the earth. And every time there was a baby getting ready to take that first breath after birth, Jesus would come and say, who's taking this one? who's taking this one? And I was thinking, who's taking this one? What do you mean? And he was saying, who wants this life? Who wants to go down and walk this life's journey out, this baby's journey out, this individual's journey out? Who's going to take it in? And all of the souls would jump up and say, me, 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 I'll take it, I'll take it, I'll take it. And Jesus would stop and say, okay, I'm giving this one to you, but I need to remind you, and this reminded me of that you're going to forget everything that I've told you. You're going to forget the times that we spent up here in heaven together. You're going to forget the conversations that we had. You're going to forget the beauty and the glory of this, the surroundings. You're going to forget the peace and the joy that resonates, the vividness. You're going to forget all of these things. But even though you forget, it doesn't mean that you can't remember. Come on, somebody. Even though you forget, it doesn't mean that you're not equipped. As you go through the life journey, as the soul in this being, you're going to be reminded. There are going to be moments in time where you're reminded of a conversation we had. You're reminded of a feeling. You're reminded of a display that we had. And it's those reminders that remind you that you're not from this place, that this is temporary, that this is a journey in time, but you're from eternity. Come on, somebody. I know that's deep, but that's just how God deals with me. So it says, precious one, remember my voice. I feel like God is saying, you've heard my voice before. I spoke to you many times before you came down and lost your way in this thing called life, before you came down and people labeled you, before you came down and people belittled you, before you came down and people ridiculed you and persecuted you and rejected you. And all of that has clouded what you knew of me and the times that you had with me. But I want you to remember my voice, that I love you with an unrelenting love. Know that nothing can separate you from this love. And remember, as I told you before you came down and took this opportunity, I told you I will be here with you. Listen for the sound of my voice. I hope this is blessing somebody. I'm trying to get through these pages, y'all, because we can't be on here for 2 hours. I'm trying. And so the most inner part of us has been searching and listening for the sound of his voice ever since. And we may not know that the inside of us has been looking for the voice of God, but we do know that no matter what we have obtained in this life, no matter what level of influence, what level of success, what level of materialistic items we have gained, there's always this void. Come on, somebody. You got to have felt the void. It's always endless. It's almost as if it's an endless thirst. I remember getting my first luxury vehicle, and I always tell this story because it was the first time that Holy Spirit used a materialistic item to show me that this will never end if this is your view, if this is your focus, if this is your reason, if this is your why. It will never work for you. And I remember driving and I was so amazed that I had got this luxury vehicle because I had terrible credit. I had no money. And the fact that I'm in this luxury vehicle finance, it's literally mine in my name, is impossible. No one could do this but God. Not only that, I had a little Chevy, a cute little Chevy Cobalt. My Chevy Cobalt was cute, y'all. God gave me that thing too right off the lot. Okay, it was super cute. It had all the bells and whistles. It had rims. It was really cute. And I had paid that off. Like, I had no more payments. So it was pretty crazy to go into a whole nother debt, right? But here's that endless feeling that we always have to have something more. And I remember driving and rubbing on the emblem on the steering wheel, just thanking God for this amazing luxury vehicle. And wow, I put this in my vision journal, and you know, I prayed over this and I asked for this and you gave it to me. And in that moment, I remember another luxury vehicle, but the newer model of mine flew past me. And I was like, that is amazing. I want one of those. I had just got this luxury vehicle, and here I was now desiring something else, something more. And that was a moment where Holy Spirit says, these things will never be enough. These things will never fill the void. It is not that you want, the more out of that, there is more that you want, but your view, your focus is off. Come back to me. Come back to me. And so we are always seeking the voice of God. John 10, 27 says, my sheep hear my voice. You and I hear him. Our Heavenly Father who made you and I has been speaking to us all of our lives. Whether we realize it or recognize it or not, he has been speaking. His voice continues to communicate with you and I in ways that resonate in the innermost parts of us because he has made you and I. We grow in understanding, but the truth remains our spirit was made to hear our Heavenly Father. And I feel like we begin to hear God and we begin to allow these type of readings and these types of conversations to resonate when we are really in a tight space. I feel like so many of us have been used to going through rough seasons that we really hear from God. And we got 33 listeners on Wisdom, and it's the 3rd of May. I'm just saying 333. But we go through seasons, and I feel like we have become conditioned in our rough seasons and not being able to learn the lessons and being content with just continuing over and over, not getting the lesson, that has also diminished our ability to feel and sense God. And I believe that God this year in 2022, and even through this Storytime book reading, wants to break that curse, wants to break that ideology, wants to break that false perspective, that manipulation. He wants us to know that we can hear from him, we do hear from him, and we will continue to hear from him. Why? Because we were built to be able to. This is not something that we have to go get or go find. It's something that we just have to get in touch with, develop more, cultivate more. At the end of the day, it's something that no one can take away from us. The exhilarating adventure is discovering that God speaks our language, your language to be specific. He doesn't make you learn some foreign language, earn a 6-year doctorate in theology, or study biblical Hebrew to speak to him. He simply speaks your language. Think about that. God speaks your language because he made you and understands every thought before it even enters your mind. Y'all better get this, okay? He is intimately aware of you. God knows how to reach out to you and speak in ways that connect to your heart. He knows. He knows. He's not playing a game. I hear Holy Spirit saying, I'm not playing a game. This isn't Russian roulette. This isn't hide and seek. I know how to speak to you. I know how to reach you. I just need you to get still to know that, number one, I'm always talking to you. Number two, I'm always speaking in ways that you can understand and that you can comprehend, that you don't have to go figure out. And number three, I'm speaking to you based on your spiritual maturity. That's important, y'all. I'm speaking to you based on your spiritual maturation. How much time have you put in to mature your senses in the spirit to be able to really consume all that I have to say, to recognize all that I am saying? It's important. It's important. Psalms 139, 14 through 16 says, how thoroughly you know me, Lord. Come on. You even formed every bone in my body when you created me in the secret place. Carefully, skillfully, you shaped me from nothing to something. You saw who you created me to be before I began to be. You know, I have made decisions in who I am that I can't change and take back. And I thank God that all of that he knew. He knew everything and every decision that we would ever make and every outcome that would resemble after we made it, after we've suffered through it, after we recognize that it was something that maybe we shouldn't have done, after we feel the full weight and velocity of those self-inflicted wounds. I call them self-inflicted wounds, those bad decisions. God knew all of that. Nothing that we have done, that we will do, Nothing about where we are today is a surprise to God. This is how much God loves us, is that I already know the bad, the indifferent, and the good before you even cultivate it in your mind, before you even form the emotion, before you even purge your lips to speak the word. I already know. But yet I still promise you in Jeremiah 29:11 that I also know the plans that I have for you. I understand that your circumstance and your situation may be saying something different. But I just want to remind you that not only do I speak to you where you are, not only do I know where you are, not only do I understand where you are, but I also know what I have planned for you. And so I need you to remember that, number one, I'm God. Come on, somebody. Number one, I am the God. I am the only God. I am the true living God. And so I trump every other God that may be trying to take precedence and presence in your life. Who is God talking to? I know he's talking to me, y'all. That he's made us carefully and skillfully to be who we are. So it doesn't matter where we are right now. God has made us to be who we are. Y'all better get this. God says that my word has to do what I've spoken it to do. There is no choice. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care who doesn't partner with you. I don't care who rejects you. I don't care who puts up a false boundary. I don't care the manipulation. I don't care the tactics. I don't even care of the season. I am God, and I have skillfully made you to become who you will be. I know the thoughts and the plans that I have for you, and they are good. They will come to pass. God says, not only have I spoken you to be who I've spoken you to be, but I watch over my word. I watch over what I've created. I've watched over what I've spoken over and into you so that I can ensure that it will be what I have said it to be. I don't just speak and then take my eyes off of it or look away from it, but I cultivate that thing. I walk with you. Come on, somebody. Y'all better get this. I'm not preaching. This is story time. I gotta pull back. This is story time. I just want to say there's 40 listeners on Wisdom. God keeps drawing my eye as specific numbers that he's been talking to me in this year become, I see, or they reflect. Y'all, I wish y'all could understand that God is doing a new thing, and God is trying to show us just the many ways of different that he is in 2022, that we really need to wipe our eyes and begin to recognize that he's showing up in new ways in your life. But before you even get there, he just wants to restate and reinforce that he's got it all in control, okay? That he knows everything about you. So there's no surprise. There's no surprise. So why are you feeling shame? Why are you feeling condemned? I already know. Why are you hiding? Why haven't you spoken that thing to me? Why haven't you laid that thing at my feet? I already know. I already knew. It was already pre-recorded in your book. There is no surprise. I made time and I made and I am eternity. So there is nothing new underneath the sun by which you live. So come out of hiding, Adam. Come out of hiding, Eve. I'm calling to you. Do not hide. Do not lie. Do not feel like you need to manipulate or control the situation. I'm God. I don't know where that came from, but I just felt that I had to release that. Remembering God's voice, recognizing God's interaction in our lives, and hearing him with greater clarity is, of course, wisdom. Largely, that's what this book is about. But let's start with the truth that hearing God is simple and not intended to be complicated. Hearing God is simple and never, ever will be complicated. That's not God. We overcomplicate things, not God. We overcomplicate, not God. God knows what makes you and I tick, and he knows the language of our hearts. You know, these songs that God has been singing over me, he knows the language of our hearts. He knows that you woke up this morning and you didn't have the words. He knows that you woke up this morning and you couldn't write the words. He knows this morning that it's just tough. But God is saying, I know what makes you tick. I know the language of your heart. I know the intimate parts of you. And still yet I say you're good. Still yet I say you're mine. Hearing God is not an exercise in intellectualism, but rather the action of cultivating a friendship and learning the nuances of the heart of God. Come on, somebody. It's not being smart. It's not how many books you read. It's not your title. It's not who you stand under or around or who supports you. It's relationship. Come on, somebody. It's intimacy. I like to think of it as remembering God's voice. He is the one who breathed life into you and I, the one who can read our hearts like an open book, the one who created you and I and calls us by name. Psalms 136, 2 through 3 says, you perceive every movement of my heart and soul, and you understand every thought before it even enters my mind. You are so intimately aware of me, Lord. You read my heart. You like an open book, you know. Hallelujah. And all the words I'm about to speak before I even state in a sentence, you already know. My God, that is so good. That God, you know me better than I know myself. So my prayer needs to be, teach me about me. David said it. He said, give me wisdom to the deepest parts of my heart. Like, I need you to really teach me about me. Because I don't know me as well as I might like to think that I know me. So I need you to teach me about me. Give me wisdom to the deepest parts of what makes me me. God talks through his written word, the Bible, and also through his spoken prophetic voice. When you hear God speak in either way, it cuts through the noise and adds needed divine wisdom into our lives. Hallelujah. Recognizing the spoken prophetic voice of God in our life and realizing that God is speaking directly to you and I is beyond exhilarating. Beyond exhilarating. Anytime that I get complacent at being able to hear God and knowing that I walk with God, I think about the children of Israel and their 400 years of slavery. If that is not sobering of mind, I don't know what is. To know that I don't have to experience separation from God based on my choice. They didn't have a choice. They were separated from God for 400 years. Can you imagine the premature deaths as a result of slavery in a period where you couldn't communicate with God and he wasn't communicating with you? Devastating. And we wake up sometimes, often daily, and walk through our day not communicating with God because we feel like it's our right. We don't seemingly understand the preciousness of or the value or the worth of hearing and speaking to God. You know, I threw my phone this morning because I was like, first of all, we're fasting. Social media, I'm over you. But I couldn't help but think about social media this morning. And I couldn't help but think how people are chasing after people. People are chasing after the influencer. Like, they want to get in proximity to the influencer. Now, I'm not saying that that's bad because people have wanted to get close to me because of the influence and the call and the anointing and the assignment of my life. It's completely valid. We're all called to a people. And so when you hear that person's voice that God says, this is who I'm entrusting to talk into you, to pour into you, then you want to get in proximity. I get that. But some of us, some people are trying to get in the proximity of influencers because of materialistic things, because of title and stature, because they feel like they hold the key to their destiny, their purpose, and their future. If I can just make this, if I can just create this, then I'll have this. And when we think about it, we don't put that level of importance of influencing God. we've come so far away from understanding the privilege that we have. Defining the prophetic voice of God. For purposes of this book, we're defining the prophetic voice of God as any way God speaks to us through his spoken creative word. That means the rhema word of God, which in the Greek word, is utterance or thing said. That thing said by God, that thing uttered by God is the rhema word, defined as the spoken word of God. Specifically, God's prophetic voice is when he speaks directly, individually, or corporately through the inner witness to our spirit through signs, wonders, the miraculous, the supernatural, and the prophetic symbolism. Okay, we got to get that. Signs and wonders, miracles, supernatural activity, and prophetic symbolism. God speaks that way. That covers a lot of ways God can speak. And I want to keep the definition broad, remembering that God talks to us all individually in the ways that are personal to each and every one of us. I'm cautious about overdefining how he speaks, as God's voice is a living, ongoing, personal, and individual conversation. Y'all better get this book. I'm going to throw it. That reminds me of my word, common thread. God said, I'm talking to you through common thread, Athena. It is a continuous conversation between you and I, and you will see things that will remind you of common thread. And when you think of common thread, you will realize, you will recognize that I am talking with and to you continuously. And I want you to get in a habit of recognizing that that is the case. So that you're not taken by surprise. You just need to tap in. You just need to tap in. And no matter how he speaks, you and I will know his voice resonating inside of us and drawing us to Jesus. No matter. Stop looking for a specific way. He knows how to speak to you. Maybe we should be saying, God, show me how you speak to me. Take the guesswork out of it for me. To be practical, though, there are similarities in how God speaks, including dreams, visions, angelic encounters, visitations in dreams, eye-open visions, supernatural experiences, and prophetic symbolisms, where God highlights something in the natural to release a spiritual message. Y'all better get this. Lord, I'm running over. I'm so over time on my podcast, but I'm going to keep going because I want to get through the chapter and be done so that we can come back. We're not going to get through this chapter today, y'all. It's a whole lot of pages, so we're going to wrap up in a moment. There's more. Take a breath. As I mentioned, some of the other examples of the way people can hear from God, and maybe you have experienced God in this way. Waking up at the same time every night for weeks, that's a way where God is trying to get your attention. You might think you go to the doctor and they say you got insomnia or you got sleep apnea. You know, I would wake up with these panic attacks. And the other night I had another one. And it's like every time I would try to go back to sleep, I'd wake up in a panic. And I stopped for a minute and I said, God, what is this? Like, I'm so thinking because it feels negative that it's the enemy. And I said, God, are you trying to talk to me? Is this why you keep waking me up? Maybe someone has experienced that. Maybe we have to stop and say, God, what are you trying to say? And so I just began to pray and to meditate on God and found myself sleeping restfully. I don't know what that did. I don't know what that unlocked. Maybe that even unlocked me being able to talk to my daughter yesterday. I don't know. But I know that I recognized that it was God waking me up. The reason yet unknown, but the reaction was to communicate with him, which I did. And so there was an awakening that took place. The other ways God speaks is seeing the same number sequence over and over, driving me absolutely crazy, metaphorically speaking, really is wearing me down. God, you keep talking to me through numbers, and I get it. I understand the meanings. What are you doing? That's where I'm at. Maybe somebody else is feeling or seeing the sequence of numbers over and over and over. God is talking. It's a roadmap, you guys. It's a roadmap. Hearing sounds in your spirit like angels singing or alarms going off. I was seeing 911 a few times. I even took screenshots when 911 popped up. Urgency, emergency. Here's a good one. Manifestation from the glory realm, such as feathers and diamonds. I've literally had feathers on my lap. I kid you not. I documented by taking a picture and putting it on Facebook when it happened. And where it happened, I wasn't anywhere near a pillow. Okay. I didn't have no comforter that had feathers in it. So for there to be a feather on my lap was not, it was nothing that you can make up. You just can't make it up. Whether people believe it or not, you can't make this stuff up. I'm suddenly smelling fragrances such as roses or something sweet. Definitely have experienced that several times in my prayer closet. Just this really sweet smell. A lot of times we like to say lavender or rose because we really, and honestly, when we give it a title, we're like, this doesn't even comprehend what I smelled. This is just all that I can say that closely would resemble it. But we know in our heart and in our mind that the fragrance was divine. It was tasteful. It made you like your mouth water. It was like a craving. The fragrance is unexplainable when you smell the presence of God. When he enters the room, there's nothing like it. Feelings of God's pleasure. Hearing God's laughter. God does laugh. Some of the members are saying sweet fragrance, smell of pine saw for me. Come on, somebody. We try to relate to what we're experiencing in the supernatural to what we know in the natural. And we know it doesn't cut close, but we know we're experiencing something that isn't happening. We don't have fragrance. We're not spraying perfume, but yet we're smelling these things. Seeing scrolls or maps or blueprints of design or invitations appear in front of us. Those are those visions. Seeing something that you know was not natural, but from the heavenly realm. Hearing God's voice through nature, thunder, for instance, or animals, or rainbows, or sunsets. You begin to see the beauty of God. Breathe, there's more. Sensing God speak through your children, a movie, or a sermon. Let me tell y'all something. These movies, God, Holy Spirit talks to me so much through a movie, it's not even funny. It's not even funny. And, you know, I'm also going to say, I remember watching a scary movie. And I don't watch scary movies anymore, but I did at the time. And I remember having this full-blown conversation with Holy Spirit on this movie. And the manipulation. And even the reality of the movie. And how Holy Spirit was saying, they're making these movies and it's real information, it's real content, but it's made in the form of entertainment and people don't realize that there's some truth to it. So I know God to speak through movies. He just does. I don't know if you've experienced that, but I definitely have. Experiencing a trance or sudden vision, feeling as if you were actually in another place and prompted to pray, receiving a word through a painting or song, seeing the same car license plate till it drives you crazy, hearing God's audible or inner voice, Bible verses flashing past your mind or your eye, seeing clouds in worship or fire or colors, waking up to hearing a song sung over you. Definitely happened to me more and more now. Seeing a vision of Jesus, hearing heavenly music, waking up immediately, seeing a picture in your spirit or knowing something from God for that day. And lastly, experiencing anything supernatural and beyond earthly reasoning. These are some ways that you potentially are hearing from God. I'm going to read this last piece. The prophetic voice of God is indeed prophetic and personal. And we're going to wrap up and just come back. The prophetic voice of the King is a living utterance. Therefore, it is personal, prophetically creative, and supernatural. These few examples of God's voice through prophetic symbolism and creative utterance are far from an exhaustive list. Though I laugh as I write that because it may seem exhausting, my purpose is giving examples for you to immediately recognize some of the ways God speaks to you or to expand your understanding. Every one of the example I listed are ways God has used in my life to speak to me or the lives of people I minister to who are looking for help to discern what is happening. And each of these ways God speaks are more common than most or most likely. I assure you, we are going to look at the important topic with biblical wisdom and with our discernment turned on. As we establish through God, God speaks our language. That means he knows you, and so the prophetic symbolism he's using in your life is often the unique way he's speaking to you so that you understand that it is for you, it's created for you, and he's speaking to you. And so I'm super excited, y'all. I hope that this story time read was good to y'all, that you got something out of it. Maybe you're excited now for tomorrow's read to see what God is going to say. I'm going to log off from the podcast. Listen to my podcast listeners. Thank you for supporting. I appreciate you being here. You know, download, like, share, follow, all of that good stuff. Check me out on Instagram. But thank you for joining another episode of Life Unapologetic with Athena. Bye now.